to stay. Sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door, but the blues won't haunt you anymore. For the brave, I'll free and love and soar. Come ride with me to the distant shore.
All right, welcome everybody. It's Terry
and Sherry, and welcome to 30 Years of Yuck.
Yeah.
I was just going to share with everyone, not that anyone cares, but we're all sick. And we rolled out of bed just to do this because we're that dedicated.
Well, I've been up all day.
I've been sort of up. It's been a rough week, let's put it that way.
What do you think of this version?
I like it. Yeah, it's pretty funky.
Yeah, it's a techno version.
I can hear that. That's
good. Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Anyways, we were just talking about how the fact that we're not feeling well, there's a lot of flu and cold going around, I've heard. And anybody I tell that I'm sick said, oh, yeah, lots of people are sick. So it's unfortunate because we don't like to be down for the count. We like to do what we like to do on an all-day, everyday basis. And it's so frustrating when you get the feet taken out from underneath you. Just don't like it one bit.
Well, you know what today is?
Yes, you told me this morning, but I'm going to pretend you phoned me. He phoned me this morning and said, do you know what today is? I'm like, all right, hold on. Let me work backwards. I think it's like the 24th of September, Thursday.
It's the 25th
of September. It's Thursday. Can't think of anything specific. And what is it, Tara?
It's International One Hit Wonder Day.
Well, that's coincidental because up till this morning, we didn't have a topic for our show today. So that's good that it's International One Hit Wonder Day.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Actually, I think it's pretty neat. So I was talking with some people and they were going, oh, yeah, like, do you remember this one hit wonder? And I'm like, yes. Yeah,
well, everybody remembers the one hit wonders.
Well, of course they do because there were huge hits.
Oh, they're huge. I mean, we went through a list and we have some great ones prepped for people today. And they're like great songs, iconic, but you would be quite surprised that it was the only hit for that particular band.
Yeah, absolutely.
So yeah, I'm excited to go through some of these today. They're pretty fun.
Well, before we do that, let's talk about a Canadian band. They're coming this weekend to play at the Broom Factory. They're playing on Sunday night. Yukon Blonde.
I told you I went there recently and I really liked the venue.
Yeah, you think there for comedy shows, right?
Yeah, I think you would like to go.
Well, I'm hoping I feel good enough that I can actually go see this concert on Sunday night.
I don't know. I think we have plans Sunday night. That's okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, all right. Well, I'm not going to see the show, guys. Sorry.
That's okay. We have to give away the tickets. They're not for Terry.
Oh, I know. Well, we do have tickets to give away.
Tickets for Terry?
No, we don't have tickets for Terry. But we are going to give away at least one set of tickets, possibly two, to Yukon Blonde. So throughout the show, you're going to hear Yukon Blonde song. And if you recognize the song and call us, and you can call us at 613-533-2372 while the song's playing, tell me the song name. We'll know that it's Yukon Blonde. So just tell me the song name and I'll give you a pair of tickets to go see it.
Does that mean we also have to be paying attention to see if the phone's ringing?
Well, we'll see the phone ringing. It'll light up. We won't get you on air, unfortunately, because I still haven't figured that out.
Nope, that's okay.
But we're going to start off with a little one-hit wonder.
Oh, I thought we were starting off with Yukon Blonde.
No, I'm going to do that a little bit later on. So we'll talk about Yukon Blonde a little later on. They are a Canadian band. They're originally from Kelowna, BC, and then they moved into Vancouver, and that's basically where their home base is. But we'll talk a little bit more about them. Let's talk about Gnarls Barkley.
Yes, so the song is Crazy.
Yep.
I also didn't know that it was just a one-hit wonder.
Yeah, he hasn't done anything else.
Well, it was interesting, though, because I didn't know that it's not... Gnarls Barkley is actually the band's name.
Yeah.
And it's two singers, mm-hmm. and it's CeeLo Green and Danger Mouse.
Yep.
And so CeeLo Green has gone on to have a good career.
Yeah. Under the name CeeLo Green, though,
right.
But not under Gnarls Barkley.
So Gnarls Barkley, the band entity, had this one-hit wonder.
Correct.
And it was the combo of the two of them.
Yeah.
But they won a Grammy for the Best Urban Alternative Performance in 2007.
For this song.
Which is crazy how you win a Grammy for a one-hit wonder.
You will see, I think, that there is a lot of songs that get that nomination out of these one-hit wonders, for sure.
Well, not that she's a one-hit wonder, but do you really think Miley Cyrus deserved a Grammy for Flowers? Probably not.
No.
Okay, I can tell by your face, but you're forgetting that the audience can't see your face.
Yeah, no. And I'm just like, I can't swear on the radio, but it's terrible. No, she did not
Doesn't seem to be it.
Right? But, you know, and just so we know, the name Gnarls Barkley is a play on the NBA legend Charles Barkley.
I heard, right? Yeah, I did hear that. The other thing that I think is interesting is they pulled this song off the air right at its peak. So they decided to withdraw it from the UK charts while it was still number one. Because you're going to have to bear with us coughing and sneezing today. We apologize. But they pulled it while it was still number one because they didn't want it to be overplayed. And that actually boosted its cult status because you take something away, then people want it more.
And I mean, it's true. I mean, when this thing was in its hype, it got requested all the time. So what's funny about this, all of these one-hit wonders that we're going to play today are songs that I play on a weekly basis at weddings.
You still play Crazy at weddings?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. But it may not be this version of it, so I may play a cover of it, but this song gets requested on regular basis. So yeah, I do. I play, except My Sharona, which we'll talk about a little bit later.
I do love that song.
But I mean, everything from 99 Luftballons. Well, and we'll go through them all. But I literally play most of these songs in some form or version of them every week.
Interesting. All right, well, let's go ahead and play Crazy.
Yeah, it's a great song. Like, why not?
Vai buscar a Laurindinha. Vai, marinheiro, vai, vai. Ela é tua, não é minha. Sim, nosso é. Com toda a certeza, o programa Atlantis, que transmitimos dos estúdios da CFRC no quadrante 101.9 FM, em sistema de cabo 90.9, aos domingos das 18 às 20 horas, com locução de Eduardo Pereira.
Vai, marinheiro, vai, vai.
I don't know what he said, but it sounded fun.
It did.
It also made me want to go to Mexico or something like that.
Yeah,
I would love to be somewhere like that right now on a beach.
I don't know if I do. I'm not feeling great enough to do that, but whatever.
There's never any amount of not feeling well that would keep me off a beach in Cancun.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I'm absolutely certain of that.
You don't want to be laying on a beach just sick as a dog, so that's terrible.
I want to be laying on a beach anytime.
No. Put it on the turntable here for you guys.
So, yeah, no, let's kick this off. Let's get into a little more Carl Douglas.
Carl Douglas.
Yeah, Kung Fu Fighting. He's our next guy.
Oh, sorry, I got distracted.
Yeah.
Okay, I like this song. It's really fun. It definitely reminds me. It must have been released in the 70s or something.
Yeah, come on. It was a huge 70s song.
1974. So at that point, I would have been six. So I probably wasn't quite listening to it, but probably a couple of years later when I started to be aware of things, I remember hearing this song, and it's pretty fun. And I know that we had friends, you probably don't remember, but like way back when we lived in Barrie, who like the guys were obsessed with this song, and they always used to make you play this song. It was some kind of bro code thing. I don't remember specifically who it was, but you do remember this,
I
right? Because you're laughing.
Yeah, I do.
All right. Well, a couple of funny things is that this was written in a hurry. This was actually recorded just as a filler song, and they had no concept or idea that it was going to be a hit. They just needed to fill some time in on an album.
It's funny because this song is his one and only hit that I know. And I mean, he did record another song.
He did. He tried to do some more kung fu things, but yeah. They didn't. Like, he had other things called Kung Fu Shouts, Disco Beats, and Kung Fu. He was in Kung Fu Panda. He tried to do another song.
Well, this song was in Kung Fu Panda.
Dance Kung Fu. Like, he tried to play on it, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, it was such a hit. This song sold, what, 11 million copies,
11
right?
million copies, and it was reported to be one of the best-selling singles of all times.
Yeah, I mean, it was in the Billboard Hot 100 in the U.S. singles chart, and like in a bunch of other countries as well. Like, this thing is a huge song.
It's crazy, and it's also one of those things that I think it's, I always liken things to, like, if you played it on a cruise ship, would everybody stop and know it?
Oh, 100%.
And 100%. Like, we've talked about this, obviously, about Don't Stop Believing, but you can stop a cruise ship with the song Don't Stop Believing and make everybody sing in unison. I think this is one of those songs up there with that.
Well, yeah, for sure. I mean, and kids know it now because of the Kung Fu Panda, like, because it's been played in Kung Fu Panda. So this is, it's kind of had a rejuvenance of it, so to speak, mm-hmm. right? Like, the song's been rejuvenated that 10 times over. Now, I get a request for this song. Not as much. I do play it, but I play the original. I don't play this in any other form.
This is the original, right?
Yeah.
No,
but what I'm saying is,
like,
I don't play...
There is covers, right?
There is covers of this song. And
I bet you like the Minions do it.
Oh, everybody does it. I mean, it's so funny. You could look this song up and find a cover in techno, in dance, in hip-hop, alternative. Like, this song has been covered 10 times over.
Okay, it's not going to be our next song after Life is a Highway, though.
No, we're not.
Because I'm definitely not doing Kung Fu Fighting, but go ahead and play it.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it, again, just being one of these international one-hit wonder days, this is phenomenal.
Oh, oh, oh. Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. But they fought with expert timing. There were funky China men from funky Chinatown. They were chopping them up. They were chopping them. Chinese art, and everybody knew their part. From a fainting to a slip, and a kicking from the hip, everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. Yeah, yeah. But they fought with expert timing. There was Funky Billy Chin and Little Sammy Chung. He said, here comes the big boss. Let's get it on. We took a bow and made a stand. Started swaying with the hand. Suddenly
just kids, we were lovers. And now that you're gone, all I see to do,
remember your face.
I miss that summer in July.
Winner. All right, so Hortensio, who actually plays in our trivia series as well, he called in during the song and he properly advised us the name of the song. So we got Summer in July by Yukon Blonde.
Excellent. You were going to tell us some things about Yukon Blonde because I admittedly don't know anything about Yukon Blonde.
You don't know anything at all?
I don't think so.
Oh, all right.
Well, I know what I know and I don't think I know that.
Well, all right then. Well, like I said, they're a indie rock band originally from Kelowna, BC, as I said. They moved or based themselves. So in 2005 is when they originally formed. They had another name before that. I can't remember what it was called, and I didn't write it down, so I'm not really going to worry about that. But they did have another name. They moved from Kelowna to Vancouver in 2009, so, and they came out with their self-titled album, which was recorded live to tape. So somebody literally, while they were live in concert, their first album was a live album, which is kind of neat.
That is neat.
And that came out in 2010. Band members are Jeff Innes, Graham Jones, Brandon Scott, Matt Vanture, Rob Sinclair, Andy Bishop, John Jeffrey, and Adam Newton. That was the original band members.
A lot of band members.
Yeah, they're not. That was the band member list. There, a couple of guys have since left, right? Mm-hmm. So their genre is basically alternative indie, as you can hear. They're currently touring across Canada, and they're doing a pretty cool tour. I got to be honest. I was looking at some of the venues. They're not massive venues by any means, and you said the Broom Factory is not huge.
Oh, it can't sit. I can't imagine it sitting more than 100 people.
Yeah, so they're not, and they were at a couple little microbreweries and stuff. So it's going to be kind of a cool, intimate vibe, I bet, mm-hmm. which is neat. So they're doing that. It's Sunday night. I was hoping or planning on attending. I've been advised otherwise, so I now know what I'm doing, and I'm going out for my mother-in-law's birthday, so that's nice.
That's right.
She's going to take me to the Keg. It's going to be wonderful. Barb, we're going to the Keg, just so you know.
She doesn't like the Keg.
I know, but it's for me now, and I'm sick, and we should do that. So they've played at such festivals as South by Southwest, and that's a pretty cool music festival.
It is,
I mean,
yeah.
That's a big thing to be a part of, right? So,
isn't there a moto race there, though? Because I feel like you guys are. Says South by Southwest as it relates to moto at some
there
point.
Is as well, like there's a venue down there in that same area. So the band was named one of Canada's or 10 Canadians destined to break in 2010, and this was by CBC and Chart Canada, and the band was also 2010 considered one of the best bands in 2010 at the Canadian Music Festival.
Really?
So, yeah, it's pretty neat. I mean,
so maybe
well,
I should have known something about
that. You should have. And I'm going to tell you a little
Shame
bit more.
Shame on me.
It's okay. We've got another set of tickets to give away before the end of our show. So I'll talk a little bit more about them before the end of the show. But let's talk about our next song, our next one-hit wonder.
Our next one-hit wonder is called My Sharona, and it was recorded by The Knack in 1979. And there was a real Sharona, which was interesting. It was the girlfriend of Doug Figer, who was the lead singer of the band, and they were only 17 when they met, and she later went on to become a successful real estate agent in Los Angeles. So I was trying to see if there was a play there that we could use that. Is Sherry close enough to Sharona?
My Sherry.
No, don't
no,
do that.
Yeah, no,
there really
work.
Isn't. There is actually a song called My Sherry.
Yeah,
there's also like Oh Sherry. So yeah. I don't need to make it up out of My Sharona.
Yeah.
But I thought it was interesting that, you know, the famous Sharona that we all sing about is actually a realtor in Los Angeles. It was the number one on the Billboard Hot 100, stayed there for 6 weeks, and also the best-selling single in the U.S. for for 1979, which is pretty interesting.
That is pretty interesting because there was a lot of big bands at that time. Like you've, and again, when I think back to 79, I mean, I'm 8 years old, but now looking back and knowing, you've got Paul McCartney and Wings, you've got Kiss, you've got Supertramp, you've got all these
different...
Yeah, there
was a lot going on in 79.
There was a ton, and you've got the Motown, you've got everything kind of playing in there. So for this to be the number one song, or the best-selling single for the entire year of 79, that's an amazing fact.
When did Breakfast in America come out? Because that seems
78.
All right.
So yeah, so right in that same time frame is what I'm saying. Like, it's there's so much in there that this is, it's right? An incredible thing. Yeah. What
well,
else we
it's
got?
Interesting that they call it a one-hit wonder because the Knack did have other hits like Good Girls Don't. And when I read that, I was like, oh, yeah, I remember that song too. But you don't really remember it till somebody puts it in front of you. Oh, yeah, that was a song. I remember that. And then it had a pulp culture revival in the 90s. So it was in the movie Reality Bites in 1994.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And they... you know, Sharona herself is still reported to be around, and she just thinks it's amusing that she became the person that we all sang about.
Yeah.
So it's kind of funny. Most of these are kind of kitschy songs. They didn't have like deep, meaningful staying power, like I Will Always Love You or something like
sure.
that. But they're like kitschy, fun songs. I wonder also is like, Hey Mickey, is that like a one-hit wonder?
Oh, it is, by Basil.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't one we picked today, but
no, I mean, there
is.
Were so many to go through. I picked ones that I honestly, that I quite like and that I love to play.
Right.
My Sharona, again, and again, you think of Billy Idol, White Wedding,
yep.
and that stuff.
That's not a one-hit wonder.
He's not a one-hit wonder, but there's songs like that, like My Sharona, everyone sings along with, mm-hmm. right? So there's those kind of songs. These are songs people love. Like when I play this and when we do tomorrow night trivia, lo and behold, there is going to probably be a round called One Hit Wonders.
Probably.
I wasn't originally going to, I had my four, but now I'm throwing in an International One Hit Wonder Day. I'm going to have a One Hit Wonder round. I might have it as a mini round. I don't know yet. We'll figure it out. I might do it as a fast five.
Fast five would be good because you really only need five notes.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to do a fast five of One Hit Wonders, 20 songs though. I'm going to do it in 5 seconds or less. So it'll be a quick round.
Okay.
So there's going to be five rounds of trivia tomorrow night. One of them is really cool. We'll get to that in a little bit. But let's play this song because I really enjoy it, and again, songs that I love to play at weddings and events.
Motor up. Have you ever been to Extended Family Kingston?
Stop by and visit our programs and talk to our staff to find out how our staff will support you.
So many things we like best are golf,
doing crafts,
hanging with friends,
and gardening.
I like doing everything at EAF. We just love Extended Family.
Visit us at www.efkingston.com.
Come on down to EFK, located at 660 Baggett Street, for a great time. Be a part of our extended family.
Come to Extended Family. Come and have some fun.
Hey, what'd you think of My Sharona?
I like that song. Yeah. We already covered that.
I know, but you clap along to it. I was clapping along to it.
It's a long song.
It is. It's a 5-minute song.
It was 4 minutes and 55 seconds.
All right. Let's be exact then, I guess.
Well, like when I say it's 5:03, you're like, it's 5:04.
All right.
You
fair.
Always do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, you're all right. You're fair. I do correct that nonsense.
All right. Are we going to do one more before we talk about the weekend?
Yeah, let's do this next one. I love this song. And here's the kicker to the song. There's two versions of the exact same song. Mm-hmm. One is 99 Luftballons and one is 99 Red Balloons.
Right.
Exact same song, different words. I play them in trivia. Sometimes I play 99 Red Balloons. Sometimes I play 99 Luftballons. And if you don't write it round correctly, you don't get it right.
Is that the only word that's different?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it that more of it's German in the Luft?
Well, in the Luft version, there's German in it. And we're going to play the Luft version of it today.
Okay. So
who
this
knows
was,
what I'll play tomorrow?
I don't know. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
This was released by the band Nina in 1983. And they got the idea from watching balloons released at a Rolling Stones concert drift into the sky, and he imagined how military radar might interpret them as a threat.
Well, it's a great segue as well, because one of my rounds tomorrow night is about the Rolling Stones and songs they've covered from other bands.
I didn't even know there was a segue there. You're welcome.
Yeah, so, yeah, no. So we'll come back to that, but yes, it is quite an interesting thought, like them releasing all these balloons at a concert.
Well, now it makes me think of two things. So one, red balloons creep me out because they remind me of It.
Oh, the movie, yeah, yeah.
So if I saw 99 of them, I'd be terrified.
Especially if they were coming out through a sewer grate
or something. That just terrifies. I saw a commercial for It the other day, and I was afraid.
Well, every time I go to Coburg,
right, because that's where they filmed it.
Well, they filmed it.
Yeah.
And so every time I'm there and it's nighttime, I'm always like, yeah, I don't want to be near any sidewalks with sewer grates or anything.
Oh,
I'm like,
terrible.
Oh, it is terrible.
Well, what's interesting, and not to go too far down the rabbit hole about that movie, but I read the book when I was probably in high school or something like that.
I waited for the movie.
Of course you did. And it was literally a terrifying book because, again, the premise is that take your very worst nightmare, the thing you're most afraid of, and it can turn into it, which and just terrorize you. So the book was so scary, it stuck with me my entire lifetime that I never saw the movie. I couldn't watch that.
You still haven't seen the movie?
I'm not watching that. It's terrifying.
Oh, the movie's fantastic.
No, it's
and
not.
It, too, is even better.
No, it's terrifying.
It is terrifying.
Anyway, so
every piece of it.
Two things it makes me think of is it makes me think of the movie It, so I would never want to see 99 red balloons. And then the other thing is it makes me think of, you know, when they let off the, what are they called now? The
fireworks.
Lanterns for like people with cancer.
Yeah.
Like
oh, at night.
People
when Karen graduated.
Yeah,
they did
like
it
when
for
our
school.
Son graduated or whatever. And when they do that kind of thing, that's pretty and that's nice. And so it makes me think of those kind of ceremonies. In this particular case, though, it's interesting because it became an anti-war anthem. And the song is about how a bunch of balloons drifting across the sky accidentally can trigger global military conflict. And I bet, like, there's been weird stuff even in the last couple of years.
Well, think about the balloon that went across the U.S. and they shot it down with a fighter jet.
Yeah, I was just going to say, there's been stuff even in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
And I
Absolutely.
Actually saw somebody posting something on Facebook, and that's not where you should get credible information, but there was some weird thing in the sky.
Oh, you mean
and
the news, Facebook? Yeah, I'm
kidding.
No,
you can't have news on Facebook.
I'm teasing.
That's, like, against the CRTC
or whatever,
something.
I'm just teasing.
Anyways, there was something weird in the sky in, like, Bath or something recently, so I don't know what that was all about. Anyways, the point of that is that this was a number one hit in multiple countries, including Canada, the UK, and Australia, and it reached number two on the Billboard Hot 100 in the US in 1984.
So which one do you think was a bigger hit, the English or the German version?
I have no idea.
The German.
Okay.
Oh, it was a much bigger hit.
Okay.
And in my opinion, it's a much better version of the song because I think they just play it that much better.
All right. Well, let's hear it and see if we agree with you.
Yeah, we will. I just love that entire song.
Yeah, you were pretty excited. She sounds very intense, is what you were saying. And yeah, like when things are like intense.
Yeah, she's just like, she sings the other version great, but this one she's like Lust and Flugen or
no,
whatever.
Don't,
she's
don't I don't try much to singing, do that.
But she's just like whatever she's saying. It could be anything. She just sounds so into it. It's great. I love that. Let's talk about our weekend update. I wish we had the update music yet. Karen, if you're listening, probably. We need that weekend update clip.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So let's talk about it. What's going on?
Well, let's start with tomorrow night. So you have trivia tomorrow
night.
We got
trivia tomorrow night, obviously, at Wild Wings. It's going to be great. Please, if you haven't booked, there's a lot of teams that have, but if you haven't, please send us an email. You can send it to Sherry's email or Stage just One Zen Facebook page.
Don't send me an email. Well, right. Do if you want to buy a house.
All right, but if you don't, just
if you don't, you know, just send us a
reservation on Facebook through Stage One Sound. 5 rounds tomorrow night. Like I said, we're gonna have one of them. Our special round is gonna be International One Hit Wonder. I've got a prize just for the winner of that round for everybody in the team. So we were just talking about it. So that'll be fun. And then I'll tell you the other rounds in no particular order. Songs inspired by TV shows. So that was pretty neat.
Inspired by
TV shows.
Or like the theme songs.
No. Songs that were inspired by TV shows. So a TV show came out and then a song came out inspired by that TV show.
Can you give me an example?
No.
All right. Thanks. I'll see if I can think of one while you're talking. Go ahead.
So I can. I'll come back to it. Songs covered by the Rolling Stones. So Rolling Stones have covered just a plethora of music across the board. And I'm going to play the Rolling Stones version, and then I want you to give me the original artist who did it.
Okay.
And what's interesting is when I pulled them up, I saw the Rolling Stones, I saw the original artist, and then I saw like 15 other covers. So many people have covered these songs. But the Rolling Stones, in some cases, have made it really, really famous.
Okay,
so it's kind of neat. And then songs played at the Super Bowl. Not Super Bowl artists. I've done that in the past. But this is songs played at a Super Bowl.
So not just the halftime show, but if it's like, I don't know, We Are the Champions
No. By the halftime artist.
The halftime show.
But it's their actual song. So in the past, we played song or artists that have played at the Super Bowl.
Right.
But not necessarily their song.
The song
that was
they
played.
Sang at
and
the Super Bowl.
Remember, the Super Bowl, an artist plays, they usually play 3 or 4 songs. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, I didn't play their song. This time, I'm playing the Super Bowl song.
Okay.
So that'll be cool. And then songs that are songs that were altered for the radio. So if they had something in it that they had to alter, then those as well.
And there's some... Like Killing in the Name Of probably has a radio version.
Yeah, Rage. You're talking about the Rage Against the Machine?
Yeah. This is the first one that came to mind.
That's so funny. Yeah.
Well, there's a big F word in it.
Yeah, so songs like that. But yeah, no, and songs inspired by TV shows. Let me just...
He's going to give us some examples.
I'm going to give
him
you...
for a second. Songs inspired by TV shows.
Yeah. So...
Okay, dead air is not good.
No, I know. So let's go with... I don't want to give the songs away.
Okay, then don't worry about it. We'll move on.
All right. Well, I'm not going to give it away.
Okay.
But they're good songs, and you know the songs.
Okay.
So I'll give you one. Doctor in the TARDIS. So it's a song that was made from Doctor Who.
I don't know anything about
that. I know,
that.
But everybody's going to know the song. And that's the interesting thing.
Okay.
And there's a band. It was anybody. If you're listening and you know that, you're going to know this song.
Right,
so
Doctor
that's
Who
fine.
And TARDIS
if you're into Doctor Who and the TARDIS, yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, yeah, that's fine. So the TARDIS is the thing he traveled around the world.
I heard it's something like a phone booth.
It is a phone booth.
Okay. Well,
but
just
it's
call
also
it a phone booth then.
Well, it's not
okay.
Really a phone booth.
All right, let's move on. Okay.
All right.
So the rest of the weekend, then I get to tell you what you're doing for the rest of the weekend.
Yeah, I know.
Pretty much that's what happens. For the rest of the weekend, actually, we're doing a breakfast open house. So we're doing an open house from 9 o'clock until 11 o'clock on Saturday morning at 775 Alfred Crescent.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, there will be coffee. So I know it's early. However, the early bird gets the worm, or the house in this case, because we want to get this one done bright and early tomorrow on Saturday morning. So come and visit. If you want to see me and Terry, we will both be there and we will both have coffee.
Yeah, I'm excited to do this one because this is the one with all the music stuff in the basement.
Yeah, they have some pretty cool stuff.
And the drum kit and the stage.
I'll probably lose you to the basement.
Yeah, I'll just be down in the basement jamming on their drum kit.
No, you don't get to touch the drum kit.
I think I
sounded like a line from Step Brothers, eh?
Yeah.
Don't touch my drums.
Yeah. Well.
Anyways, then we're actually with the same couple going up to Verona to do a final walkthrough of the property they've purchased.
All right.
So we're going up there, which would be great. And while we're up there, I think we should go drop off that housewarming gift that's way overdue.
Yes.
To a couple who live in Sydenham.
Yeah.
Because we're in Verona, it's close enough.
Yeah.
Right? And then I believe you said we were going to the trailer to wrap it up because it's almost time to wrap up the trailer, which is super sad.
Yeah, so I got to tell everybody, we didn't get to do Helmet Fruit Heads.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I was sick last weekend. I got sick on Friday night after trivia. And then we missed
that long,
yeah,
eh?
I know, since Friday night.
Since Friday.
So Saturday morning, woke up, felt like death warmed over, as they say. Was in bed all day Saturday, which was good because it was NCAA college football, so I got to watch a lot of football. So, you know, so there is some grace to being sick. And then Sunday, I went and played my first round.
Right, of I was going to get to that for this
Irish
Sunday.
Irish rules football.
Right, and you're going to do that again this weekend?
And I am, and I invite everybody to come join me. So it's at...
Bay Ridge.
Well, no, it's on the football field where Bay Ridge is.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to have somebody come in from actually the association next week and speak. But yeah, no, I'm super excited. I went out and bought new cleats. I got to play hurling. I got to play Irish rules football. And I didn't die.
This was all while you weren't feeling well.
Yeah, I was felt terrible. But
you went anyways.
I went anyway.
That's what we do.
Yeah, and it was an amazing time. I got to tell you.
He came home pretty happy.
I was pumped.
Excited about it, which is pretty.
And they let me bring home some gear to practice, and I have been sick all week.
And you haven't practiced at all.
And I haven't practiced at all. I mean, I went out last night, and I, you know.
Didn't practice. That's right. That's okay. And so, yeah, you're going to do that on Sunday. And then actually, we are going shopping on Sunday because we're going Grandmother of the Bride dress shopping.
Yeah, that's you guys. I'm not doing
that. So we're going Grandmother of the Bride dress shopping, and then we're taking my mom out for her birthday dinner. So it'll be a nice weekend all the way around. And we have lots on the go. You also didn't talk about the fact that you went to a concert last night.
I didn't even get there yet. So what a crazy week this has been. So, guys, I did go to Devo and B-52s last night, and it was spectacular. It was so good. And there was this one artist that I'm got to bring up her name because it was I didn't know anything about her. And her name is... Leanne Lovitch. She's a British-American singer-songwriter, and she's known for her distinctive vocal style and theatrical stage presence. She looked like a Halloween project gone wrong.
Oh, boy.
It was crazy. I mean... It was wild. This is what she looked like.
I know the guests can't see
can on the
Google
radio, but they can look her up. It was wild. And she made all these weird cacking noises and stuff through the songs. I'm going to play her maybe next week or something, or I'll play her on my late night show that I'm doing. But yeah, she was wild. And then Devo came on and they rocked it. They were amazing. They came on 8 o'clock, played till like... 9. They played a full hour, full set. They played all their hits. It was amazing. They didn't finish with Whip It. They threw that in the middle. And I was talking to one of the guys beside me, and he was saying, like, I don't understand why there's so many young people here. And I was like, well, that song has become an anthem in Stranger Things.
Oh, has it?
Yeah, so it's there. So there was a lot of kids, kind of Stranger Thing kind of age kids that were there. And I mean, that's why I'm assuming that's why they were there, or their parents dragged them to the show. But it was really, really cool show. And then the B-52s came out and they sang. I was just saying, like, they went on at 9:25 and they were done at 10:15.
That's my kind of concert.
It was 50 minutes. They played every one of their hits and one song that wasn't a hit. It was the B-side of their first ever song, which was Love Shack, their first big hit. And that was it. And then they just went, thank you, good night. And the lights came on, and it was Happy Trails, Roy Rogers, and everybody left. It was wild.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah, I was like, we were sitting there going, no, they're going to come back on. And then the lights came on, and I was like, all right, I guess it's over. But there was a lot of cool costumes. People dressed as lobsters. A lot of guys dressed in the Devo outfit with the yellow and the red caps and some really cool 80s glow-in-the-dark kind of stuff. It was pretty fun. It was a really good show. So, yeah, that was my last night. And you didn't get to go because you're still under the weather. And
I didn't also want to go.
No, I know, but I did. So
let's get back to playing some music. We're going to play a couple more. Let's see if we can get in a couple more, maybe three more one-hit wonders.
I don't think we get them all in.
Well, if we don't
guys.
Talk, we can probably get them in.
I don't think we get them in.
You don't think we cannot talk?
Oh, I know.
Okay, we're going to play This Is How We Do It, and then we'll come back and say something about it quickly, and then we'll see if we can get some more in. So
we're going to go right to This
Is
Good
to
right
it.
Now. Okay. All right. I'll play it. I love the intro to this, just a bunch of people talking, like us.
This is how we do it.
This is how we do it.
La 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 la.
bed. It's Friday night and I feel alright. The party's here on the west side, so I reach for my 40 and I turn it up. Designated driver, take the keys to my truck. Hit the shop cause I'm faded. Honey's in the streets, say money, oh we made it. It feels so good in my hood tonight. The summertime skirts and the guys ain't can I. All the gangbangers forgot about the drive-by. You gotta get your groove on before you go get paid. So tip up your cup and throw your hands up and let me hear the party say, I'm kinda buzzed and it's all because
this is how we do it.
South Central does it like nobody does.
This is how we do it.
To all my neighbors, you got much flavor.
This is how we do it.
Let's flip the track to the old school band.
This is how we do it.
This is how we do it. All hands are in the air and wave on from here to there. If you're an OG Mac or a wannabe player, you see the hood's been good to me ever since I was a lowercase G. But now I'm a big G. The girls see I got your money, $100 bills, y'all. If you were from where I'm from, then you would know that I gotta get mine in a big black truck. You can get yours in a 6-4. Whatever it is, the party's underway. So tip up your cup and throw your hands up and let me hear the party say, I'm kind of buzzed, it's all because
this is how we do it.
South Central does it like nobody does.
This is how we do it.
To all my neighbors, you got much flavor.
This is how we do it.
Let's flip the track, bring the old school back. Montel make no money and life show us slow. And all they said was 6'8 he stood. And people thought the music that he made was good. Delivered DJ and Paul was his name. He came up to money, this is what he said. You and OG are gonna make some cash. Sell a million records and we're making the dash. Oh, I'm buzzing because
this is how we do it.
South Central does it like nobody does.
This is how we do it.
To all my neighbors, you got much flavor. I'm whacked on an old school track.
All right, nobody called in. I'm sad.
Don't be sad. It's okay.
Color of My Dreams, Yukon Blonde.
Maybe they can be Terry tickets then.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see.
You said you wanted to say something about Montel Williams. You have 15 seconds.
Well, I basically just wanted to say that was a huge hit for him, massive anthem, and then he goes off, he does some jazz stuff. I know him as a jazz musician more so than, I do know this song, like, don't get me wrong, this was a huge hit for me to play. And then, but he does do some jazz stuff, and then he goes off and becomes a worship leader and a pastor. So, and he apparently still sings this at parties.
Oh, excellent.
So, yeah.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah. Let's, this other song here, this last one that we're going to be able to sneak in here, it's Call Me Maybe, Carmen Rae Jepsen.
Fun song. Again, like a kitschy, fun song.
I mean, she's had other songs, don't get me wrong, but this song, in my opinion, is her one and only big hit.
Oh, of course. It's not just your opinion. It's a fact.
No, it is a fact. There's a couple other songs we didn't get to get in here, so let's just say what they were. Who Let the Dogs Out?
Oh, that's always fun.
I know. Mambo Number 5 and No Rain by Blind Melon. Three great songs.
I don't even know if I know the last one, but
yeah, you do.
We can listen to Who Let the Dogs Out on the ride home.
Yeah, so Carly Rae Jepsen, you want to talk a little bit about her?
Let's just play it and say goodbye.
Yeah, okay. Well, guys, we'll see you around.
Hopefully we see you either at Trivia or at an open house or around town.
Or at Colin's House for Ice Cream on Saturday. We didn't even talk about that.
I don't know if that's happening.
Well, I hope it is. All right, well, have a great weekend, guys, and we'll see you around town. And hopefully I'll see you at UConn Blonde. And we'll talk to you then. Have a great weekend. Stay frosty.
Your time.